Exclusive Ann Coulter, 2020 Democrat Party base exact same people who voted for Hugo Chavez. By John Binder on August 3, 2019. New York Times best-selling author and populist conservative columnist Ann Coulter says the 2020 Democrats running for their party's presidential nomination are pandering to the exact same foreign-born voters that supported socialist dictators like Hugo Chavez. In an exclusive interview with SiriusXM Patriots Breitbart News Daily, Coulter said the recent primary debates for 2020 Democrat candidates reveal that the party is exclusively focused on winning the votes of their new coalition, foreign-born voters who overwhelmingly support a left-wing agenda. Listen. Look at the last midterm election. Look how close Texas and Florida were. This has been a long-term plan of the Democrats, Coulter told Breitbart News editor-in-chief Alex Marlow. They've written about it. I quote them in Adios America, this isn't a fantasy. They have been planning on flipping the entire country blue through the process of immigration. They can't convince Americans to vote for them. Let's bring in people who vote for leaders like Hugo Chavez. And that's what they're getting. I don't know how you could watch that Democrat debate without thinking, oh, I see. The Democrat Party's base is the exact same people who voted for Hugo Chavez, Coulter said. That is what this country will be headed for. We have 16 months left for Trump to keep his promises. Coulter said President Trump, ahead of the 2020 presidential election, must be almost singularly focused on keeping his 2016 campaign promises on immigration. What's going to help him is building a substantial portion of the wall, finally signing that executive order on anchor babies, and he needs to start taxing remittances. These are all things he can do. He doesn't need Congress, Coulter said. Do something, I am begging you, Mr. President. Though critics have claimed that Trump does not have full authority over key components of the nation's illegal and legal immigration policy, Coulter said Supreme Court decisions in the last year have routinely vindicated her long-held position that the president does not need Congress to build a wall along the U.S.-Mexico border or to end legal immigration from the world's most dangerous countries. This is what his job is. He's commander-in-chief under the Constitution, and the primary responsibility is to defend the borders of this country, Coulter continued. For the first few hundred years, that's what our military did. It built walls, fortresses, fortifications, it was along the border. But yes, we have that court ruling saying the president has the authority to use military funds to defend our border. We also have the ruling from last year, the famous Muslim ban that was supposed to be the sign of galloping fascism in America, Coulter said. That went to the Supreme Court and more than a year ago at this point. The Supreme Court found, yep, the president has the right both under the Constitution and under statutory law to exclude whomever he wants if it's in the best interest of the United States. Coulter suggested that Trump should use his constitutional travel ban, which has successfully nearly ended all legal immigration from a number of terrorist-sponsoring countries, to help end mass illegal immigration at the southern border from Central America. Many have been asking, why hasn't he just invoked that same section of the law? Coulter asked. It is in the interest of the United States to exclude anyone from, and you could list any number of Latin America and Central America countries, the ones that are pouring across our border now. El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras, Mexico. The 2020 presidential election will mark the first time in American history that about 1 in 10 voters will have been born outside the U.S., as Breitbart News has noted. Democrats across the country are set to make major gains, electorally, from the country's legal immigration policy that brings more than 1.2 million nationals to the country every year. The latest analysis by The Atlantic senior editor Ronald Brownstein revealed that nearly 90% of House congressional districts with a foreign-born population above the national average were won by Democrats. This means that every congressional district with a foreign-born population exceeding roughly 14% had a 90% chance of being controlled by Democrats and only a 10% chance of electing a Republican. The New York Times and Axios admit that legal immigration at its current rate will continue shifting the American electorate more towards Democrat control. Currently, the U.S. is on track to import about 15 million new foreign-born voters in the next two decades should today's legal immigration levels remain the same. About 8 million of those 15 million new foreign-born voters will have arrived in the country through the process known as chain migration. Newly naturalized citizens can bring an unlimited number of foreign relatives to the country.